Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are the biggest liars on the planet, rotten to their core. Believe nothing they tell you. If you are friends with them, watch them. You have to have been friends for a long time to really trust them. I'm just being honest. I have a couple of Democrat friends. One of them is like a brother to me. I don't have to watch him, but his political ideology does. Let me put it to you this way. He thinks he's a Democrat, but he lives like a conservative. So I can forego that. And I'll tell you, we are very, very tight, but it's rare that that can work. It is truly an anomaly. Get rid of them. If you're dating one, get rid of them. I have a friend, he was dating a girl. He says, yes, he's not a strong conservative. And we both looked at each other and he's like, she's gone. Yes, right move. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. com. People, Kevin, oh my gosh, if I picked all my friends like that, well, you don't have any friends if you have Democrat friends. Can I just tell you that? You don't have any friends if you have Democrat friends. It's rare. I just gave you the one example I have. Maybe two. But you don't have, they're not your friends. They're only there to figure out what they can suck off of you. They want to be in the will. Or something, or they're going after your girl or your guy. They are not your friend. I will begin with a story that before going into this bioweapons lab that looked like it was, I don't know. Let me tell you, this story came up a couple days ago. I ignored it. I'm going to play a clip from Tucker Carlson in a bit. But I ignored it. I was like, it can't be. You know, and my first pass was, it can't be. But there was a thing in the back of my head going, yep, I bet it is. I bet it's true. I bet it's true. It was in an obscure, you know, conservative blog. And I went, I don't know, man. But I couldn't report about it because, you know, you got to vet stuff out. You don't want to just go out there. But before I get to that, let me tell you this. A 41-year-old snowboard instructor at Breckenridge Ski Resort in Colorado suffered complications, including severe neurological and vascular damage, 5 days after receiving the Moderna vaccine shot, April 13th of 2021. On Monday, Louis Traub shared his Twitter account how his life has changed after taking the COVID-19 shot and called it, quote, the biggest regret of my life. Now, in the second hour, I'm going to go into more Democrat lies, leftist lies, based on information we've gathered from Project Veritas. And as I say to you guys often on this very program, to Democrats, this is what you need to say to Democrats. What if everything you believe is a lie? What if you haven't stopped to consider that what you believe is not the way it is? What if Joe Biden really did get cheated into office? What if there really isn't this so-called man-made global climate change that they're trying to rape your pocketbooks over? What if Black Lives Matter really is a terrorist organization? What if, I could go on, do you get the point? What if Wu Flu really did originate in China and was a bioweapon of the Chinese that wrecked our economy and was used as a tool to rid Americans of trillions of our hard-earned dollars so that elitists could implement a new world order system that would allow them to kill people at will? What if that's the case? There's a lot of what-ifs here, aren't there? I've been talking about, and I'll talk about it again and again and again. Because these truths are going to be revealed, and they are already being revealed. All you got to do is wake up. All you got to do is just be a little bit, take a little deeper dive than looking at the headline or looking at the first teaser line. Go into the story. And even after you go into the story, then go check it out. Go, as I tell you guys, this is the way I train my kids, the way I train my employees, my sales staff, whatever. I say, look at it from the other side. If you're selling something and you don't look at it from your customer's perspective, do you think you're going to sell them? If you're, I don't care what it is. You have to say, what would you want of me and my product? That's 101. So if I'm a Republican, a conservative, and I'm selling the idea of conservatism, I have to look at it from the other side. Well, what is it they want? They want money and power and fame and fortune and all this. What do I have to give? Well, if I say, look, if you were to build all your money and power and fame and fortune on a lie, how long can it last? That's what I would ask. I say, what if we built all your money and power and fame and fortune on the truth? What if what we built it on was something you could stand behind, something that you had real passion for? What if we vetted everything that you say and you do so you can feel comfortable with it? And let's also strengthen you in such a way that you become impervious to other people taking jabs at you. Let me just say this. Would you want to be Hunter Biden's father and have to defend what he's done? I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm saying you can defend your children for bad things. I mean, every serial killer had a parents, right? But I'm saying, would you want to have to lie about it? Would you want to have to cover for that? Or would you want to be able to deal with it openly and honestly in such a way that it isn't a liability? Look, parents have crackhead kids. They exist in my family. I have sympathy up to a point. But what I won't do is make my crackhead son into a Renaissance man to where, you know, I'm joking my comedy routine that I'm telling my kids, if I had any more kids, if I have grandkids, I'm going to tell them, don't you go to college. You better start smoking crack, boy. Shoot. You start smoking crack and here's a pen. Start drawing because you're going to be a Renaissance man like Hunter Biden. That's going to be your boy right there. That's going to be your role model. Look, I'm gonna prove to you on this show and every show as we do every week, every day, 5 days a week, I'm going to prove to you Democrats are liars. You can't trust them. You can't trust the government. Who can you trust? What is the number one thing in your relationships? What is the number one thing you must have? Is this a secret? I'm playing Dr. Phil here, but I think you know. The number one thing you need is trust. I don't care whether it's trust in your brother, trust in your father and mother, trust in your business partner, trust in your mate. That's number one. You need to know the sun rises and sets on the things that they say and do. You get that, and at least you're part of the way down the road. When we come back, we're going to talk about the lack of trust in our government. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As I will explain later, I'm not in agreement that Russia should have done what it's done, and I'll go into detail about that. And I had a conversation with a four-star general friend of mine who explained the whole Russia Crimea thing. I talked about it a little bit the other day. But what I will tell you is Russia has a responsibility to their country. And what we've learned about what we're doing as a nation means that, and I know this is going to come as a shock to some people, but America's not always telling the truth. Our government does not always tell us what's going on. And certainly, if there's any government that we've had in our lifetimes that has been the big fat liar, it's the Obama government, and it is the Joe Biden coup government. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So as I mentioned, I teased earlier that this story broke about the United States having a bioweapons lab or bio-something lab, warfare lab in Ukraine. I saw the story come by. This was days ago, and I refused to do anything with it because we've been conditioned to not just believe it. But here's the other thing we've been conditioned to understand, that you can't always believe what the left is telling you. Now, Tucker Carlson had the same reservations, and I want to play this clip. It's a little over 4 minutes, but this will develop everything that we're going to be talking about for most of this hour. And it is that not only is it that we saw this story, we both had the same reaction, and ultimately it turns out that it's true, but I want you to pay attention to the misinformation, the campaign that our government accuses the Russians of, that our government accused our own people of in the case of Donald Trump and team, how they tied everybody to the evil Russians. And then you know who turns out is the bad guy? It turns out it's us. Here's the clip.
If you had told us just 4 days ago that the Biden administration was funding secret biolabs in Ukraine, of all places, we would not have believed you. Yeah, I don't think we're going to put that on TV. No thanks. Then if you told us that not only did the administration fund these secret biolabs in Ukraine, but that they then failed to secure the deadly contents of those labs before the Russian invasion, an invasion they knew was coming, an invasion they helped encourage. If you had told us that 4 days ago, we'd have dismissed you as a nut. It was just too preposterous. We would not want anything to do with a story like that. There was no way it could be true. Too far out. In any case, we already knew for a fact that that story was false. How do we know that? Because we read USA Today, America's newspaper. Within hours of the Russian invasion, USA Today published a rebuttal to all those crazies who were yammering on about secret Ukrainian biolabs. Here was the headline. Fact check. False claim of U.S. biolabs in Ukraine tied to Russian disinformation campaign. So if you look carefully at the story, and we did, because we were interested, you notice that this fact check was sourced to Ukrainian government unnamed officials and then Biden State Department officials. So these were not exactly objective sources on this subject. But still, the story seemed definitive. It was totally emphatic. Quote, Russia has teamed up with China to further amplify the false claim of U.S. labs in Ukraine. Okay. USA Today says it's Russian disinformation. Maybe it is. On to the next story. But the fact checks didn't stop. That was weird. We kept seeing the same fact check again and again. It was almost like, despite endless official clarification, some people refused to believe the Biden administration. They preferred Russian propaganda instead. And we assume they must be QAnon members. We assume that because Foreign Policy magazine told us that. According to Foreign Policy, QAnon, whatever that is, was frantically disseminating, quote, false claims of U.S. biowarfare labs in Ukraine. Those labs obviously didn't exist. It was all just another lie from the Russians, who lie for a living. Then the European Union weighed in, throwing its credibility behind the same claim. These are conspiracy theories, the EU told us. They're lies spread by Putin. An EU spokesman then reminded us that, quote, the credibility of information provided by the Kremlin is in general very doubtful and low. And that was good to know. Quote, Russian disinformation has a track record of promoting manipulative narratives about biological weapons and alleged secret labs. Yeah, we're not going to do a segment about secret labs in Ukraine. The last thing we want to do on this show is traffic in Russian disinformation spread by QAnon. So we took a pass on that story. And that's where things stood until yesterday when we happened to tune in to a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Torian Newland was testifying, so we were interested. Newland's one of the people who brought us the Iraq War, never apologized for that, and kept getting promoted, because that's how D.C. works. Tori Newland is now Joe Biden's Undersecretary of State in charge of Ukraine, and she knows a lot about Ukraine. In 2014, Tori Newland engineered a coup in Ukraine in the name of democracy, of course. So she is a highly informed source about Ukraine. So she was having this colloquy with Senator Marco Rubio of Florida during her testimony. And at one point, Rubio took a tack that we were not expecting at all. He asked Newland if Ukraine had biological weapons. We never imagined Ukraine would have biological weapons. Why would Ukraine have bioweapons? So it seemed like a pretty strange question. But it wasn't half as shocking as the answer he got. Watch what Toria Newland said.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
Does Ukraine have biological weapons? Ukraine has biological research facilities. What? You mean secret biolabs? Like the secret biolabs Ukraine definitely doesn't have? Ukraine has those? Yes, it does. And not only does Ukraine have secret biolabs, Tori Newland said, whatever they're doing in those labs is so dangerous and so scary that she is, quote, quite concerned that the so-called research material inside those biolabs might fall into the hands of Russian forces.
Boy, I tell you what, folks, that's a lot to unpack. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to us. A clip from Tucker's show. And he's essentially validating, giving you the reasons why guys like me and him and others, we won't cover stories until they're vetted. But we suspect they very well could be true. So not only did we fund this biolab that we now know exists, but we didn't protect it. Joe Biden is literally picking a fight with the Russians, and he doesn't go in and secure whatever resources there are. Even if you were playing cover your butt, which, just for the record, the same thing happened with Biden and his team with cheating in elections, etc. The only difference is they had no control once the Russians invaded and said, we got the information here. We can prove it. Now it's over. That's why that State Department person had to fess up, because she wouldn't have otherwise.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican U.S. senators are imploring the Biden administration to reverse course and allow the transfer of Poland's MiG fighter jets to the Ukrainians to fight the Russian invasion. A sign the Defense Department's rejection of the offer may be running into steep resistance on Capitol Hill. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This administration has been a step behind every step of the way.
40 GOP senators signed on to a letter from Senators Joni Ernst urging President Biden to answer the plea from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who told lawmakers if the U.S. couldn't help with a no-fly zone, it could at least send more planes so they could fight the battle with Russia themselves. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour this weekend. Daylight savings time is Sunday starting at 2 a.m. And while you're changing those clocks, it's also a great opportunity to change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. This is USA Radio News. U.S. consumers plan to cut spending on restaurant meals and movies if gasoline prices keep rising as Russia's invasion of Ukraine rattles the global economy, according to a new Reuters poll. 54% of U.S. adults expect to spend less on meals out if gasoline prices rise to over $6 a gallon. 49% said they would trim spending on movies and other entertainment. Some 60% said they would not drive as far for leisure activities. AAA said the average nationwide price at the pump is about $4.32 per gallon. Actor Jussie Smollett has been sentenced in a Chicago courtroom to 30 months probation and 150 days in jail for staging a hate crime against himself. Smollett was ordered to pay $120,000 in restitution and fined $25,000 by Cook County Circuit Judge James Lynn. Smollett was found guilty by a jury of 5 of the 6 felony disorderly conduct counts he faced, one for each time he was accused of lying to police. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Project Veritas stuff is just damning to the left. It validates what I've been saying for a long time, which is nothing is believable by them. You know, it's I have people that will write to me, Kevin, I do believe in global climate change or whatever. I'm a conservative, but... And I go, if you're a conservative, but, and you believe in global climate change, you believe in the hype of leftism. It's weather. It's going to change. It's going to have different things happen. And we can have a small amount of impact as man, and we should do the best we can. And I'm not advocating for littering and dirtying up the water in the seas and all that. But it's not on us, folks. It isn't conservatives doing this. It's leftists. They're the ones that have dirty cities and they have crime-ridden neighborhoods and they litter and all that. And there's a small handful of them that'll, oh, we recycle. Good for you. Do you think the majority of leftists recycle? You think the majority of leftists give a crap that they leave a light on? That they, you know, leave their car running or their air conditioner up or don't go to 70 degrees or 72 or whatever the number happens to be? Leftists are the worst. Yeah, we do it. We leave a light on in my house, but for the most part, we're very pretty good stewards of stuff. We actually do recycle. We do a lot of things. And many, I'm talking about my personal family, and many of you do. But leftists act like they have some moral high ground over this nonsense. They have no high ground. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being a part of what I do. 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and hopefully in your market, you're getting the show on time. God, you know, you got people, oh, Kevin, the show seems delayed. It is delayed. They're picking it up. I don't know what they're doing. It's not my issue. Here's the good news. Whenever you listen to the show, it's still going to be relevant. So look at all these things that we're talking about that leftists do. So they want to convince you about global climate change. They want to convince you that the vaccine was safe. Let me tell you, you're going to get all kinds of data. It isn't going to take very long. It's already out, to be honest with you. But I'm saying before the dam breaks, you're going to get all kinds of data that proves what I've been telling you, that the vaccine killed more people than the disease, than the virus of Wu Flu. The vaccine did more damage. And the left don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit anything. Look at crime. Defund the police. Do you think these clowns are going to ask a leftist mayor what is responsible for the increase, the dramatic increase in crime? And you say, well, you know, there was this COVID, and then there's the Russian war, you know, invasion of Ukraine, and then, you know, there was that earthquake in Guatemala. They're going to tell you all kinds of stuff, but they are not going to tell you it's our policies. And God forbid a Republican walks by within camp. Oh, it's his fault. Everybody get him. And a lynch mob will go and kill the Republican or shoot him at a baseball game. But no, let me tell you, the narrative is we're the dangerous ones. We're the ones who created January 6th, right? We're the ones who riot when something doesn't go wrong for us. We're the ones who riot. Right? We're the Occupy Wall Street and the Black Lives Matter and the Antifas who have actually all done damage to cities. But we go in, we clean up after ourselves. You won't even know we were there except that we made it cleaner than before we got there. And they claim we're the insurrectionists, we're the rioters, we're the killers, etc. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is all a big fat lie. And Project Veritas goes undercover. They prove it time and time again, as if you needed it. I told you guys what Justice Thomas said to me. Kevin, the news is fabricated. It's made up. Haven't watched it since 1987, and I didn't believe it. But I believe it now. I don't need anybody to explain this to me. I don't need anybody to tell me that Joe Biden was cheated into office when I can see it for myself. This clown, he proved everything we said, and the Democrats didn't care. I don't blame Democrats for not wanting to discuss voter fraud in the 2020 election. Because if I committed as many crimes as they did, I'd want to do the same thing. I wouldn't want to go to prison. Yet, Project Veritas, undercover, New York Times, yeah, we made up the stuff about Trump in conjunction with the CIA and the NSA. Yet you have James Clapper and John Brennan, head of those agencies, running around saying, Donald Trump's a menace. Donald Trump did, you know, essentially trying to cover their butts. Why? Because they'd be in big trouble. If we had a true justice system and a true media, all these guys would be in prison. They're in cahoots. But you know what they do? They give each other awards. And we look at it, oh, he's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. And in his circles, that's a big deal. Let me tell you what these Pulitzer Prize winners are willing to do. You ready for it, people? Anything it takes to get to that next thing. Why? Because if you're a journalist, you make a certain amount of money. But if you're a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, you make a lot more. You get the book deals. You get the accolades. You get to go to the top cocktail parties and hobnob with the biggest and baddest people on the planet. Why would you give that up? See, it takes character. It takes guts to do that. I'm not blowing my horn to tell you I could easily be in those circles. All I got to do is toe the line. All I got to do is say what they want me to say. Do you guys think I'm relatively smart? Do you think that I know how to play the game? I want you to just consider this as you listen to me now and you consider supporting whatever it is that we do. Am I smart enough to play the game? What do you think would happen if I went to the other side, if I turned on you? You think I could get a Pulitzer for my writing? Do you think I would have any problem getting back on social media? You think I'd have any problem writing for the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal? Do you think I'd have any time getting a deal with CNN, possibly even Fox? Big contributor money. You think I'd get book deals? You think I'd get booked to speak? You think I would speak for the money that I speak for now, which is, I think, substantial? But let me put it to you this way. I would get a 10x multiplier on what I charge to speak instantaneously. And my calendar would be full. I would be at every cocktail party. I would be on The View. I'd be on late night talk shows. You name it. All I got to do is flip on you. That's it. People like that used to ask me, they'd say, I would tell people when I would get in business with them, this was years ago, they'd say, well, Kevin, you know, we got to be able to trust our partners. And I said, let me put it to you this way. If you can trust me, I'm not going to sell you out. But I would give them a number. I'd say, look, if the deal that I'm going to do is worth $100 million to me, I'll sell you out. Is that good? Is that a good enough number? Why? Because I never did any deals anywhere close to that. So I was like, in other words, if somebody comes to me and I'm going to make $100 million, I'm going to flat out sell you out. How about that? And they would look at me and chuckle. And I said, okay, so our deal is what, $5 million? You're safe. I don't think it's going to jump up to 95. And I was trying to make a point that we probably do have a number. Maybe mine's 100 million, but we ain't going to get there. Let me tell you people this. I could make $100 million on the other side of this within 2 years. And I haven't sold you out. Because if I sold you out, I'd be selling myself out. Let me just say this, going back to the voter fraud stuff. What is incredible to me about the Democrats who do not want us to mention voter fraud, they want to believe, make people believe that there was all, whatever you see in reality, it isn't what you're seeing. So they claim that the Republicans are actually trying to prevent people from voting. Democrats made up votes. They've created millions of votes against Donald Trump, giving them to Joe Biden. Any fool could recognize. And by the way, if you don't believe that that Donald Trump was cheated in the election, you are a fool. That's all there is to it. Oh, I don't believe it. Whatever. Look, you can be mad at me, but the fact is, you are a fool. You're being fooled. It's like I told you guys, all this stuff being thrown about. Oh, Donald Trump, man, I mean, he did okay, but I don't think we need to know more Trump, you know. Why? Why? Oh, well, Kevin, you know, he's abrasive. He was abrasive when he got elected the first time. And he gave you results. You want to put his results on paper? Put them on paper, compare them to the two-term Barack Obama. Give me one reason. Compare Donald Trump's record to Ronald Reagan, one of my heroes. Give me a legitimate reason, because let me tell you something. If all you're doing is giving me lip service, what it tells me is you bought into leftism. If you believe January 6th was a riot and insurrection on behalf of conservatives, you are a fool. If you believe global climate change is anything more than weather, you are a fool. If you believe that Democrats have your best interests in mind, the best interests of blacks, the LGBT community, or women, or anybody else, any other special interest group, you are a fool. They are all about themselves. They want to make money and gain power. And if you're willing to be a willing participant, they will take advantage of you because you are a fool. And they get mad at people like me because I'm trying to educate folks and say, look, don't believe the hype. When we come back, we're going to go into 20 reasons why these guys know they cheated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the biolab discovered in Ukraine by the Russians once they invaded the country of Ukraine. And I'm using these words in this way because, you know, that's what it's being called, an invasion. And here's the problem that the U.S. government, and particularly Joey Demento, is going to have is how do you accuse the Russians of invading when you're there setting up a biolab that may be used for biological weapons against Russia, and you're doing it on their border in a Ukraine lab. I mean, that gives them pretty good justification for saying, this is why we did what we did. We don't even know all the things that these people have done. Would that ring true for us here in America? We ask ourselves, what all have the leftists done to keep us from getting to the truth? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm posing these types of questions and queries for you because I need you to understand that Joe Biden might be able to sell leftist America on this. He's going to have a real tough time selling a lot of other people. The Russian people who might have been ready to revolt against Putin are now looking at him going, well, we see what's happening here. By the way, we have a clip of their response once the United States denied that they had this biolab and used every bit of propaganda that they accused the Russians of having. Now, I'm not taking sides here, folks. I would love to tell you that I completely agree with America, because that's what we've grown up to do. Is we've said our country is for the greater good. That's what the left always tell us. Why should you get a jab? For the greater good. Why should you wear that mask? For the greater good. Why should you self-enslave and quarantine yourself? For the greater good. Why shouldn't you enlist to support, I don't know, some war that we don't even have a chance of? Nobody can tell us why we're there, why we're going to win, if we're going to win or anything. It's for the greater good. Everything's for the greater good. LGBT rights, for the greater good. Black people killing other black folks and killing anybody they want with impunity, it's for the greater good. LGBT community, teaching your kids all about putting condoms on bananas and their naughty bits and why parts are on the inside and the outside and all this, it's for the greater good. Letting transgender men compete with women, why? It's for the greater good. It's everything's for the greater good. Even if it doesn't make any sense, even if it completely defies logic, it's for the greater good. So obviously, us going into Ukraine, which used to be part of the sovereign Soviet Union, and stirring up mess is for the greater good. We created a revolution there in 2014 for the greater good. Yeah. Anyway, we have this clip. The Russians responded. And how are you going to refute this? Here's what they have to say. And by the way, you're going to hear the lady in the background and the Russian translator, who, by the way, doesn't really know English very well, but he does the best he can, and you get the gist of it. Here it is.
The confirmations that were made these days by the Ukrainian side and by the United States of America, there was a statement made by the Deputy Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, will not leave an opportunity for Washington to keep silence this time. We remember how many years and also their attempts, while spilling blood, to find biological and chemical weapons throughout the world, while in fact occupying, killing people. They were looking in the wrong place. We have found instead of you. We have found your own products. We have found your biological material. It was developed primarily for military purposes. As it turns out, it was all happening in Ukraine. What were you doing there? It's a different continent. It has no borders with you. There are no bases of yours. What were they doing there under the guise of scientific research? Your specialist, among others, on a regular basis, they were giving instructions to the Ukrainian side as to the purposes of their studies involved. Now, considering that we have the evidence that cannot be refuted, we demand that you provide details. The world must know what were you intending to do there, to what end, within which deadline, what was the amount of the so-called investments in the biological activities of Ukraine.
Wow. Pretty damning. And I love, this is what they say. There is no opportunity for Washington to keep silent this time. In other words, your spin doctors Can't get around this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't like siding with the Russians. I don't. See, Trump would have said, you know, I inherited that. We were just going to shut it down or whatever. He would give you an answer. Joe Biden, mum's the word. There's going to be 2 days of prep before this clown can come out of his dungeon and explain what he's doing. And meanwhile, they're already, the spin doctors are there. Too bad they started spinning before everybody knew, uh-oh, wait a minute, we have 100% proof. And here's what they said, and it's tough to deny this. While the United States is running around the world, spilling blood, this is what he said, spilling blood to find biological weapons around the world. And this is in reference to the Iraq war with Saddam Hussein, etc. He says, while you're doing that and you're acting as if you're doing it for, here it comes, folks, the greater good, what are you doing? You're building your own biological weapons facilities right next door to us. Developed for military purposes. He says, why? You got any bases in Ukraine? What is your purpose? You don't have bases here. Theoretically, there's nothing of military use for you here. So why are you developing biological weapons for military use in our backyard under the guise of scientific research? See, let's make the parallel to what's happening here in America and why we can't get behind this government. I'm not an anarchist. I love this country. I don't love the so-called leaders who are nothing but criminals. I don't love their actions at all. This guy goes on to say, we have irrefutable evidence. The world must know. What was your intention? I ask the same question. We have irrefutable evidence that this government lied to us about statistics around Wu Flu. What was your intention? We have irrefutable evidence that other things that wouldn't kill you were solutions like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Why didn't you recommend those? Why did you put billions and billions of dollars in the pharmaceutical industry when you knew we had other medications that worked, didn't need any, didn't have anywhere the side effects, etc.? What was your intention? Why were you insisting on groups that don't even fall in the category of being, you know, worried about Wu Flu? Why are you insisting that 5-year-olds and under 17 and 18 to 49, whatever, get a shot, knowing that it doesn't work, that placebo groups did better than the vaccinated groups? Why would you still do this? And I'm only on one subject, folks. I'm only on one subject. Why would you lie to us about global climate change? Why would you lie to us about, a host of issues that involve our money, potentially our health, our well-being, etc.? Why would you lie? Think about what happened to kids, a generation of kids who are now running in fear. Fear of disease. Fear of all kinds of stuff. What about the kids, the people in this country who got cheated out of 2 years of their lives over nonsense? No funerals, no weddings, no bar mitzvahs, no birthday celebrations, no whatevers. All of these things, no graduations. Russia has all this to look at. This is not about Ukraine. This is about every single thing that these leftists tell you. It's a metaphor for who they are. They will, look at you invading. You know, it's almost like, look at you coming back to your home while I'm robbing it. How dare you? I'm not trying to make that comparison, but I'm telling you, in many ways, it is like that. Certainly the things that we're doing, that I'm talking about, domestically, believe nothing they say. And you're going to get a whole host of things they want you to believe about what Russia's doing. Don't believe any of it. Wait until you know everything about it before you jump on a side. Because I'm going to tell you, Biden's government is crooked.
This is the Kevin
Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.